This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Stoke Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Thank you once again, Sir Tom Jones, for bringing us in to the beautiful sounds of Delilah there. And I have got to say, I've not only missed that entrance, I've missed this show because we wasn't here last week because obviously Stoke were playing, but the show is back and it is back with a vengeance, and there is so much for us to talk about. And when there is so much to discuss, we need two things. The first thing I'm delighted to say is we've got Anthony Bunn back with us from Duck Magazine to tell us everything that is going on. And the second thing is you. We need you. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Get in touch with your Stoke views and let us know what you're making of your team in this home straight of the season, the business end of the season, and everything is hanging by a wire. But Anthony, brilliant to get you back on. Couple of weeks since we last spoke, and it's not been great. It's been a couple of draws and yet points, but weirdly, due to the brilliant run of the teams in that relegation zone, it has all got very close and it has all become the nitty-gritty squeaky bum time period of the Football League.
Evening, Charlie. Yeah, last week we had, you know, three games in a week, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, and win one and draw two. And normally when that's a decent return, and you know, we find ourselves further down the table after that kind of that three games. So yeah, it's crazy at the minute. Everybody down there's winning. The thing is, we've got to play everybody now over the next few weeks, starting with Hull on Saturday. So you know, it's like you say, squeaky bum time, and you know, that hopefully not, but the last minute or injury time penalty against Luton, you know, two drop points could be absolutely huge at the end of the season.
Yeah, that was a real, real sick nut. It was a punch to the stomach, that's for sure. You know, leading since the 9th minute, and then in the 91st minute, Luton get that one. It was a soft penalty as well, and that's another debate for maybe later on in the show. But it's a weird one because Anthony, we're trying to talk about this championship landscape, and it was a few weeks back, me and you were speaking, and Stoke had the chance to go 7 points clear. They didn't take that. Now they're right pulled back into the thick of things, and Wigan and Luton and Barnsley have sort of had a mini lease of life.
Yeah, they have. I wish they'd go away, to be honest. Wigan seem to do this, you know, on a regular basis. Their season kind of starts in February. You know, they've gone away to Leeds and West Brom and won. You know, you've got to take your hat off to them. Luton are a poor team. The two games we played them in, they've been really poor. So Saturday was definitely 2 points dropped, and also not just 2 points dropped, it was a point gained for them as well. So it was a 3 point swing. So, you know, looking at the fixtures this Saturday, you know, we're all playing each other down at the bottom, and over the next few weeks, you know, they're all playing each other. So it's going to be, you know, very exciting, very nervous times. And, you know, starting Saturday, you know, the last home game, I came out of the ground, we'd won 2-0, we beat Cardiff, I was dead happy. And then you saw that other teams had won, and you know, further away. So, you know, at least Saturday, if we beat Hull, we go above them. They're in free fall at the minute. But any Stoke fan will tell you, if a team ever needs, or a goal scheme needs a goal, or a team needs a win, we've been a registered charity since 1863. So yeah, it's Saturday's massive, mate. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, it is massive. And really, Anthony, now 10 games to go in the championship, it's just a straight race, because all those teams in and around you picking up points, and you know, you're all playing each other over the few weeks. This is forget what's happened, and it's just, you know, last man standing wins here.
Yeah, it is. It's a 10-game season. You know, everybody's pretty similar on points now. There's a couple of teams, I know, but Middlesbrough as well,
You had a bit of luck with that one, didn't you, with Forrest getting that equaliser?
Yeah, Forrest scoring late on. We were due a little bit of, not luck, but, you know, we conceded one late on. And, yeah, Forrest score one late on. You know, I've never been so interested in a game in my life between Middlesbrough and Nottingham Forest. And, luckily, Middlesbrough didn't get the 3 points. But it's, you look at the squad and you think, there's enough experience in there and there's enough players who played at, you know, the highest level and international level who you think would, you know, not melt under the pressure. But, you know, one of those, James Chester last week, who's played for Wales and then in the Premier League, you know, dangles his leg out in the 91st minute. So, you know, pressure, you know, does strange things to the very best. So, like I say, win Saturday and, you know, result goes elsewhere, you're back to being 5 or 6 points clear. But, you know, then, you know, like I say, the next month is just unbelievable, to be honest. We're playing virtually the whole bottom 5-6, so we'll see by the start of April where we are. We'll have a much clearer picture. But if we're in the bottom three come then, we've got some very difficult games.
Yeah, it's really make or break in that next 5 or 6. And for you, Anthony, and for the fans, what have they got to show in that next 5 or 6 that they've not been showing in the past few weeks? When I don't want to say that we thought, oh, you know what, we're all right now, we're out of it. But maybe, you know, we didn't think we'd be back in the thick of it a month down the line.
Yeah, I mean, actually, the last three games, you've just taken 5 points at the start of it. You know, you win your home game. The one thing he's done very well, Michael O'Neill, is win his home games. You know, or, you know, 6 wins, 2 draws, and 2 defeats.
Doesn't concede many at home as well.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, if we continue that kind of form at home, we'll be fine. But like you say, the games we've been winning have been games kind of against the teams above us, and maybe not the pressure's off a little bit. I mean, but the next 2 or 3 home games, it's at Hull, Middlesbrough, Barnsley, that kind of run, you know, they are massive pressure games. And, you know, it's, like you say, it can do funny things to the most experienced of players. But like I say, a point at Blackburn last Wednesday night was a good result because they've been flying. But then Luton away as well, you don't want to lose there. But when you're 1-0 up and first half we dominated, should have been more than 1 up. And we sat back second half, which that was the disappointing thing for me. Not that we just drew, but the manner in which we kind of did it. Luton were literally there for the taking and we didn't take it. So,
oh no, so many chances in the game as well.
Yeah, we 1-0, you know, if you score the second goal, hopefully you kill it a little bit, although that didn't happen at QPR. But I think if we'd have scored again at Luton on Saturday, we'd have been, you know, comfortable winners. I think, you know, the selections were slightly, confusing a little bit. And also the fact that Tyrese Campbell didn't get on the pitch when we needed, when we're 1-0 up and, you know, they're pressing. We needed pace on the break. But, you know, that's only having a little dig at the manager. He's done fantastic since he's been here. So, very interesting to see the team selection Saturday, who he plays at centre-half, who he plays up front. Do we play 2 up front? But I mean, it sounds like James McLean's coming back soon as well, which will give us a lot more balance as well. So, like I say, Saturday is just an absolutely massive game. Hull on a massive downward slide, and everything points to us doing well, but Stoke fans know when we're expected to win. We rarely do.
Yeah, and this sounds like an absolute ridiculous question, Anthony, but bear with me. I'm watching the Stoke games, obviously outside of that Stoke perspective from the fans, and I'm thinking, this team's too good. When I'm watching the games, and I know the results aren't showing it, but you can argue when you're seeing teams at the bottom, and I know Wigan, Luton and Barnsley have been on a better run, but you can see why they're down there. They're not playing the football. And in the last two games, I know Stoke have got draws, but I'm like, this ain't a team that's fighting relegation, but yet they are. I can't work it out. What is it that the Stoke fans think this is why we're down here?
Yeah, it's dead easy. Dead easy to answer that. Two words, Nathan Jones. And, you know, and the players as well. 8 points from 15 games. We were rock bottom when the new manager took over. You know, even a couple of wins out of that, or winning a draw from your first 15 games and you're out of it. You know, we showed literally bottom of the league form since Nathan Jones has come to the club. And, you know, there's no getting away from it. Maybe if we'd have sacked him a little bit earlier, we might be, you know, a little bit safer. But at the end of the day, you know, 8 points in 15 games, if we manage to stay up, it will be an absolutely monumental effort from the manager, to be honest. We were down and out. We were cast adrift. I think we were 6-7 points adrift from from the bottom three and whatever. The club was in turmoil. So any Stoke fan would have absolutely snapped your hand off if you go back to November. But the disappointing thing is we've shown virtually playoff form since then, and yet we're still fourth bottom.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we do this thing, don't we, Anthony, where, you know, as fans, we kind of look at that next 10 games, look at, right, those are the home games, those are the away games. Where are we getting points? We'll pick up a point there. That may be a difficult fixture. And we try to work out a tally in which where Stoke will finish. I'm going to ask the question. I'm assuming you already are, but you are doing this as fans, aren't you?
I'm not at the minute. I'll be totally honest. When Wigan go to the top two and win away, I don't think there's any point doing predictions.
Yeah, very true.
So I just think that I've said for a while now, in a few weeks, that I think we'll definitely need over 50 points, which is quite rare for the Championship, I think. I think 51, 52 will possibly get you safe, but to think 50 points, you know, will possibly relegate you. So, you know, people saying we only need to win two or three more. I don't know how people can say that. Two or three wins out of 10 now, I think, will put you in the bottom three. So we don't draw, apart from that, we don't, and the last two we've drawn, but we don't draw many. That's our been our letdown a little bit this season. We either win or lose. So, yeah, so, like I say, Saturday is an absolutely huge game. We play Reading the week after. Reading are struggling. Then we play Middlesbrough at home in midweek. You know, it's just massive games. And, yeah, it's quite surreal to think the amount of money we've spent over the last 2 years, and yet here we are, fourth bottom.
Yeah, Anthony, then, a quick prediction for Hull on the weekend.
We have to win.
Yeah.
And I think we will win.
That's what I wanted to hear. I know you said you can't do predictions when we're going to win him, but we got one out of you. Anthony Bunn there from Duck Magazine. Really appreciate getting Anthony on. And remember to check those guys out. Always giving you extra Stoke content as well. But you can still have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. There is still so much more Stoke City to come.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Stoke City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we were just speaking to Anthony Bunn there from Duck Magazine, and you can join us. You can have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, I'm delighted to say, like I said, we had a show off last week and I missed it. I hope you guys did as well. And David from the Wizards of Drivel podcast joins us now. David, really good to get you back also as well. It's at a time when Stoke City, it is crunch time, squeaky bum time, me and Anthony said. Massive game with Hull on the weekend, but every game now is a heavyweight clash.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've not slept at all, really. I think the major telling point was the start of this run of six games we were on, and every one of those six games is against a team in the bottom seven or eight. So starting at Luton last weekend, that was a, you know, really gutting last-minute equaliser to concede. But now we've got sort of five cup finals, really. This is the season right here. Hull, Reading, Wigan, Middlesbrough and Barnsley. You've got to expect a minimum of three wins, I think, from these. Because if we don't, then it's starting to look like we're right in the muck.
Yeah, and how annoying is it? How frustrating? Because we didn't really cover that Luton game with Anthony. But, you know, this isn't a Stoke team that are down there because they're really poor. They're getting beat week in, week out, and they're struggling for points. This is just a Stoke team, you know, like we saw on the weekend, struggling to kill teams off.
Yeah, I think the Luton game in particular was more of a sort of victim of circumstance, really. Because we'd had that really sort of positive, comfortable win against Cardiff the previous week. Whereas Luton, they were down there with us. It was a six-pointer. We took an early lead, and then we decided to shut up shop. And I don't know if that was the right approach. I think we invited them onto a second half, which can work, and Michael O'Neill can set up a team to defend a lead. But I wonder, with them being at home and with them fighting for their lives as well, maybe we needed a second. Maybe we needed to be a bit more positive, throw an attacker on to get that second, rather than... you know, hope we'd cling on. But, you know, it's one of those things, maybe in a parallel universe, you know, James Chester doesn't make that foul and we hang on. But, yeah, it's just a real, real kick in the teeth because now we're just looking at every other result. Like, I've celebrated Nottingham Forest's equaliser at Middlesbrough on Monday Monday night like it was a Stoke goal. You know, it's getting to that stage where you're looking at what every other team's doing and you're just rooting against six other teams now.
Yeah, it's so difficult. It's kind of the theme of the show tonight, speaking about that mistake. And Anthony said, look, you know, one of the big reasons why we're down where we are is obviously Nathan Jones, you know, the points return that he got. Michael O'Neill just coming maybe, you know, a little bit later than the Stoke needed this year. But we saw a new manager bounce under Michael O'Neill, and then it sort of, you know, faded off a little bit. And then we saw a good run not so long ago, and now they've been pulled right back into it, and no one's really calling it. Why did they get dragged back into this for you, David? And where really is that next, you know, catalyst for them to spark a good bit of form?
Well, as to why we got dragged back into it, I think it's probably just maybe a bit of complacency. Maybe after the sort of second good run that you mentioned, maybe we started to think, oh, maybe we are going to be safe. Maybe we are going to be fine. But if you look at sort of the form table since O'Neill took over, I think we're still easily top 10 in the league for that. So I think it's a massive, massive credit to Michael O'Neill that we're even talking about fighting relegation at the moment, because the way things were going, we'd be down already. So I've got total faith in the guy still. Yeah, it's been a bit of a tricky patch, but we've played some tricky teams. You know, QPR away was a real blow for us. To concede in the manner we did, and Preston are a good team, but we're still throwing in, you know, the odd win every now and again. It's just converting these last two draws into wins. If we could have converted Blackburn or Luton into a win, maybe we'd be talking in a lot more comfortable sort of scenario. But I think you've got to look at the next three games. Hull at home. Hull are in absolute free fall. I think everyone's mentioned losing Grzycki and Bowen has just thrown them off the edge of a cliff. So if we don't beat Hull, then I get really worried, to be honest with you, because that's the biggest, you know, gimme 3 points of the season right there.
Yeah, and your next game is always your biggest, but obviously when it is Hull, a team that in and around you are on the slide that they are, the absolute demise. You mentioned them just literally jumping off a cliff, falling off a cliff in this championship race, but it is a massive game on the weekend, and it's so weird that with Hull, where Hull are concerned, David, obviously when you get an offer and it's money you can't refuse, you can't turn that offer down, they've taken it. But why would they do that midway through their season when maybe now this could cause them to fall through that trapdoor to League One, because they are everyone's pick? That's why Stoke is huge for them also in that right to win this on the weekend.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, the you kind of look at Hull and you look at the ownership, who the fans have had several sort of arguments and disputes with down the years over all manner of things. And you sort of wonder, do those owners at Hull really care about staying in the Championship, or do they care about making money? And I think they saw an opportunity to cash in on Jared Bowen when that transfer came up. So I think it's maybe played into our hands, the fact that their eyes maybe on Hull surviving and on, you know, making a quick buck.
Yeah, and on the game then on the weekend, what does Stoke need to improve on, and where can Hull, obviously, where will they try to find Stoke's vulnerabilities, and how will Stoke need to go about this game and rather their game management to hold on to the lead this time and come away with the 3 points?
I think in terms of our vulnerabilities, we've just got to make sure that we kill the game off first and foremost. We've got to do the opposite of what we did against Luton, push for a second, push for a third if need be, because God knows how many times this season we've conceded two in a game and ended up winning. So Barnsley and Huddersfield are examples of that. We can't totally rely on this defence, and that would be our weak point as far as Hull are concerned. Chester's been making mistakes. He's still new to the side. He's maybe not found his feet yet. Danny Bart has got a mistake in him. I'd be tempted to play Nathan Collins, the young centre-back, ahead of them, but then you're relying on a sort of 19-year-old at a crucial stage of the season. So it's a difficult one for Michael O'Neill to decide on. So that's a weak point. It's just kind of complacency at the back and individual errors, because I think we're a better team than Hull by a considerable distance. It's just making sure we don't shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, and it's no James McLean as well for obviously the whole game. How much of a miss is that?
Oh, he's massive, mainly because of the sort of attitude he brings with him. And he's a fantastic wind-up merchant, James McLean.
He
winds
is.
Up the opposition fans.
But you need those players.
Opposition players. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And not only that, but I think this has been, up until he got injured, was the best we'd seen him in a Stoke shirt in terms of ability as well. I think one moment that characterises him was the Boxing Day game against Sheffield Wednesday, where he was basically limping. He basically had one leg, but he fought to earn us a corner in the last minute, which we ended up scoring the winner off. And it's just those kind of characters you need in a relegation battle. So we're hoping we get him back at least maybe towards the end of this run of six fixtures against these bottom sides, where hopefully he can have the influence to finish these teams off.
Yeah, and just quickly for you then, David, a score prediction.
I think we'll win 2-0.
God, that's what I wanted to hear to end the show. David, really good not only to be doing a Stoke City fan show again, but to get you back on as well. David from Wizards of Drivel podcast. Make sure you check them out as well for all the extra Stoke content. Really producing loads of podcasts. Just check out their Twitter, their podcast. So much stuff where Stoke are concerned. And that's why you're here tonight. It's as much Stoke as you could possibly get. Massive game on the weekend, though. It is Hull, and they need those 3 points. Points are at a premium. Either way, win, lose or draw, the good, the bad, the ugly, we will be here as we are every week, 9:30 to 10 on Love Sport Radio on the Stoke City Fan Show.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.